97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
No more condoms or contraception to the Taliban. No more teaching them how to weave carpets. No more funding drag shows to Ecuador at $20,000 a clip or atheism to Nepal at $500,000 for a grant. No more transgender operas. That was in Colombia. That was a real thing for, I say, $47,000 to $50,000 under the Biden administration. There was a transgender comic book that they put out for whatever amount of money in Peru. These are all things that come to an end under Secretary Rubio and President Trump and myself as Foreign Affairs Chair and the Republican-led country.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
I love what Senator Schmidt said just a minute ago. They are in denial in D.C., disbelief. And then yesterday, with the announcement of this freeze on spending, it has turned into abject terror for the liberal establishment in Washington, D.C. Think about it. It all because of this spending freeze. Now, Donald Trump's accomplished a lot in his first 8 days, or however long it's been now. What is it, Wednesday? 9 days? It's pretty amazing. But the left is racing around like somebody has cut their left arm off because Donald Trump wants to freeze and then look at ways to stop wasting federal taxpayer dollars overseas. I would love you to find me someone who thinks it's a priority that we fund foreign language comic books that are inappropriate in other countries. Why are my tax dollars being spent on that? That's what's being asked right now. There is zero accountability in Washington, D.C. for trillions of dollars. And here's what you have to worry about, right? What's Doge supposed to do? Elon Musk and Ramaswamy, I know he's not in it anymore, but their plan was to look at ways the government could be more effective. Well, what's a big one? Well, how about offering people a payout if they want to leave government service? Donald Trump did that yesterday to all 2 million federal employees. If you're unhappy about having to come back to work, we'll submit your resignation. We'll pay you through September, and then you can go do whatever you want. That's one way to trim it down. But this is an example of how difficult it's going to be for Doge to cut the fat in Washington, D.C. All this money was ready to go out the door, right? And now they can't believe it. They can't believe you would stop spending $50 million on condoms for the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. They were filling them with helium and explosives and floating them over the border into Israel. This is what they were doing with the condoms. I would love it if it cut down on the birth rate in Palestine, because we could certainly use fewer of them. But that's not what they were using them for at all. It's an outrageous example, but it shows how the bureaucrats in this country have turned on us. They have absolutely turned on us. You would have thought that they lost a family member yesterday because all their pet projects and payouts were going to be paused, like supporting LGBTQ plus crap overseas and drag shows in South American countries. I play this all the time, and it's about my favorite drop, but it's absolutely the truth.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore chapped nipples.
All right, so here's the thing. The establishment figured they would be okay no matter what Donald Trump tried, because, and there were Republicans, rhino, yellow-bellied Republicans, and Democrats who all go in on this together. They've been there forever, like Senator Schmidt said. It's a different attitude. And they figured, well, if I rub his back, he'll rub mine. And we'll still be able to get our pet projects funded to go to these NGOs to be spent on stuff that no American would care about if they knew about it. We just need to be quiet about it. So, but what President Trump announced yesterday freaked him out. Imagine it freaked him out so badly that 23 attorneys general, including Letitia James up in New York, had to run out and find a Democrat appointed judge who would step in and pause this till they could have a hearing out of fear that it would do serious damage. Even though the administration told them it's not going to pause Medicare, it's not going to pause Medicaid, it's not going to pause whatever money you get from the federal government, none of that's going away. That's not what this is about. It's about grants and other things, right? You get to watch this in real time. and they have figured out a way to fool the American people on how they're really spending your hard-earned tax dollars. It's another reason that when Donald Trump suggested earlier this week we get rid of the income tax, they went apoplectic because they pray at the altar of big government, right? It's like draining a retention pond in California in the middle of a fire season. It's unthinkable. But they did that, by the way. How could you turn off the flow of precious money that they know how to spend better than you do? And the establishment is now afraid that maybe they won't win. If they go to court and lose this and Donald Trump can get away with this, what are they going to do? Here's the bottom line for us, for the people listening to my program. This is going to be a lot more fun than even I thought it was going to be. Because we're watching it right now in real time, exactly what we've talked about on this program for years and years and years. Our government is so big and so bloated that reining it in might be impossible. It might. I know what Doge wants to do. It might be impossible. But it sure as hell going to be a lot of fun to watch Donald Trump try to do it. And along the way, we can all enjoy watching the mental health decline of all the liberal bureaucrats in America.
Get more at 971talk.com.